Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present Toxic at Work, written and read by David Gillespie. Chapter 1. Chameleons Among Us. Psychopaths Throughout History. In August 1941, J. Edgar Hoover, the first director of the fledgling Federal Bureau of Investigation, was told the Japanese intended to attack Pearl Harbor by the end of the year. He was provided with two convincing pieces of evidence that showed exactly how the attack would take place. But J. Edgar didn't trust the person giving him this information. So instead of passing it on to the US military, he chose to boast about his forensic capabilities in discovering the evidence by passing only some of it on. Unfortunately, he omitted the information about Pearl Harbor. 4 months later, at 7:48 a.m. on Sunday, the 7th of December, 353 aircraft launched from six Imperial Japanese Navy aircraft carriers attacked the U.S. fleet at anchor in Hawaii's Pearl Harbor. 90 minutes later, 2,403 American servicemen had been killed. 21 U.S. Navy ships had been lost or badly damaged, and over 300 combat aircraft had been destroyed or damaged. The person who provided Hoover with the crucial intelligence was Dusko Popov, a Yugoslav-born double agent working for both British and German intelligence. Popov had managed to infiltrate the highest ranks of the up there, the German military intelligence, and provided valuable information to the British throughout the war. He had earned the codename Tricycle because of his involvement in a three-way espionage network. Popov had been given the task of gathering information on the US Navy's capabilities and defences, particularly in Hawaii. The Germans shared this intelligence with their Japanese allies, who were preparing for a surprise attack on the US Pacific Fleet. Popov passed on the information he had collected to his British handlers, who promptly alerted the Americans, and a clandestine interview with the FBI was arranged. One of the first things Popov told the FBI was that Pearl Harbor would be attacked by the end of the year. He had two pieces of evidence to back up the claim. The first was a communique from the German air attaché in Tokyo, reporting on a trip he had undertaken with Japanese naval officers to Taranto, Italy. The communique revealed that the Japanese officers had been intensely interested in gathering every possible detail of the November 1940 British attack, which destroyed the battle effectiveness of the Italian Navy. The British aircraft carrier, Illustrious, with 21 antiquated Swordfish biplane torpedo bombers, had devastated the Italian naval fleet at anchor in the Bay of Taranto. Up until that point, naval orthodoxy was that aerial torpedoes could not be used in shallow water. But the British had found a way to make sure they could, and the result was spectacular, effectively eliminating the Italian Navy as a threat in the Mediterranean. The Taranto attack had been front-page news in the US in November 1940, with both the New York Times and the Washington Post running lengthy analysis of the devastating effect of air power on the Italian fleet at anchor. The US Chief of Naval Operations took the threat seriously and wrote to the commander at Pearl Harbor, Admiral Richardson, referring to Taranto and asking him to install torpedo nets. Richardson declined, citing the improbability of an attack and the shallowness of the harbor. Over the subsequent months, US naval attachés stationed aboard British ships continued to report advances in torpedo technology, which meant that shallow water was no longer an effective defense. Those reports made it to the Office of Naval Intelligence in the US, but their recommendations were never implemented.